266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A cargo ship loses power and slams into Baltimore's Key Bridge. It collapses, sending 8 people into the water. 2 are pulled out alive. 6 are missing. Their construction company says they're presumed dead. CBS News Baltimore's Ryan Hughes.
John Zafia is a crane operator at the port and felt the impact from his nearby home.
Just like an aftershock of an earthquake.
The crew aboard the 974-foot vessel notified state officials the ship had lost propulsion and that hitting the bridge was possible.
There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering.
Maryland's governor says that heads up helped save lives.
We had officials who were able to begin to stop the flow of traffic.
Ryan Hughes, CBS News, Baltimore County, Maryland.
The rescue mission for the 6 bridge workers has been suspended. The Coast Guard will attempt the recovery mission tomorrow. The Supreme Court hears oral arguments on access to mifepristone, usually part of a 2-pill regimen for medication abortions. Abortion rights opponents say the pill has led to emergency complications. Abortion rights supporters say this is an unfounded attempt to further strip away health care options. CBS's Jan Crawford.
There appeared to be agreement, with a majority of justices on both sides of the ideological aisle highly skeptical of arguments to restrict use of the so-called abortion pill. A key question: why should courts be second-guessing scientific decisions by the FDA on how a drug is prescribed?
Do you have concerns about judges parsing medical and scientific studies?
A decision is expected by the end of June. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announces California lawyer Nicole Shanahan as his running mate in his independent bid for president.
She grew up on food stamps and welfare in this city, beset by many, many other unique challenges, all of which she overcame. Her very, very American journey took her to a career as a patent attorney and as a Silicon Valley tech entrepreneur.
A New York judge bars former President Donald Trump from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, and others during his April hush money trial. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
In the 3 civil cases that have been brought against Donald Trump and are now all concluded, he demonstrated that he simply would not stop disparaging the plaintiff or the attorney general or the judges and any potential witnesses. This is not the first limited gag order that he has faced, and he violated those, too.
A $1.1 billion Mega Millions jackpot is up for grabs. The numbers just drawn are 11, 22, 7, 29, and 38, and Mega Ball 4. Now this.
Sponsored by Progressive. See why over 28 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at progressive.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump holds his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters here haven't made up their minds. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic hold a Tuesday seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be success.
Bernier speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose their leadoff batter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Garrett Mitchell was expected to be the Brewers' leadoff hitter for Thursday's opening day in New York against the Mets, but after an MRI, it was discovered the 25-year-old center fielder suffered a fracture in his left hand. He's expected to go on the injured list and be out the first 4 to 8 weeks of the season. Mitchell hurt the hand during batting practice over the weekend. He missed most of last season with a shoulder injury. NFL meetings going on in Orlando. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's glad running back A.J. Dillon agreed to re-sign with the team because there was no way they could have hung on to both Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones.
to get AJ back, it was that was a kind of a nice surprise. But I think that, you know, the free agent running back class was very, you know, was very strong. There's a bunch of experienced runners out there.
And the Packers signed a veteran kicker, Greg Olsen, a free agent after 3 years with the Vikings. He'll compete with Anders Carlson, who struggled in his rookie season in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and that gusty west wind. By morning, we should see temperatures in the upper 20s. Sunshine, though, returning for Wednesday. Highs near the 40-degree mark, mid-40s on Thursday and also Friday. Right now, it's 31.
Wednesday on Matt Maher On Air, we talked to someone working with a group called Republican Voters Against Trump, and our civic media meteorologist joins us. Don't miss it.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the world today. Seems to be the case every day. I remember when we used to have slow news days, you know, and we would have discussions about, you know, is it appropriate to mace a dog if he's chasing you when you're out running and stuff like that? You know, it's, oh, man. Okay, so the Supreme Court this morning just did a, it was very interesting. They heard the Mifepristone case, right? And the Mifepristone case, you know, Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, I'll get to that in just a second. Let me just tell you what's going on in the day. I'm going to fill you in on the Supreme Court. Also, how billionaire privilege is taking down our republic. This is a rant about yesterday's decision to cut Donald Trump's bond down to $175 million. In the second hour of our program, how big a factor is the Republican stance on abortion and IVF going to be this fall? Let's talk about that. I think we're about to find out. Actually, there's an election coming up that's going to give us some clues. Also, Trump's worst nightmare is about to begin in a few weeks, his first felony trial. And do you recall either the Democratic or Republican parties operating like this? This is what I'm talking about, is Donald Trump immediately going after a Republican who endorsed Ron DeSantis. Of course not. This is how authoritarians run parties in countries. We'll be talking about that in, I believe, the second hour. In the third hour of our program, and right wingers on the Fifth Circuit Court are getting ready to gut Obamacare. So a lot going on with regard to that. In the third hour of our program, our single guest for the day, Debbie Hines, is going to drop by. She has a new book out, Get Off My Neck, Black Lives, White Justice, and a Former Prosecutor's Quest for Reform. Debbie has been one of our great reporters on you know, what's going on in the court system in America. And I'm looking forward to that conversation and her book. Also, Bolsonaro hiding in the Hungarian embassy. This is how Brazil deals with treason and insurrection. You know, while Donald Trump, you know, gets to fly around in his private plane. So, a lot to talk about. First of all, you know, what happened this morning in the Supreme Court? I have written about and pontificated here on this program in the past about the Comstock Act. Anthony Comstock back in the 1890s, as I recall. End of the 19th or beginning of the 20th century, Anthony Comstock got this piece of legislation passed. I mentioned this yesterday, that basically makes it a crime to send through the mail anything that is pornographic or has to do with birth control or abortion. Now, that law is still on the books. And if it were enforced in the United States, it would outlaw effectively all forms of birth control, because you could not ship it to stores to make it available to people, much less ship it to you, and all forms of abortion, because any drug or medical instrument that could be used to perform an abortion would be banned to be shipped to a hospital or to a doctor's office. Now, as I said, the law is still on the books. It just hasn't been enforced since basically the mid-1960s when the court had their Griswold decision. As I mentioned yesterday. So, predictably, both Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito
were asking, well, what about the Comstock Act? I mean, isn't this an issue here? Shouldn't we just say you can't sell mifepristone through the mail? Because, hey, the Comstock Act says it's illegal.
Which, by the way, was part of the argument that Matthew Kaczmarek, this right-wing crank judge, made down in Texas. Now, the Alliance Defending Freedom is the group that was pitching this thing. They're also one of the groups that was involved in the Dobbs case that ended Roe v. Wade. And their chief counsel is Erin Hawley, who, and if that name sounds familiar, she's the wife of Senator Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. And, you know, she helped put together these briefs. I mean, she is big in the anti-abortion circles, as is Josh Hawley. The lawsuit was originally filed by her organization in Amarillo, Texas, by her, actually, where Matthew Kaczmarek is. And before his federal appointment, Kaczmarek donated money to Josh Hawley's campaign. Judge Kaczmarek suspended the FDA's nearly 25-year approval of mifepristone. He called abortion providers abortionists and said that the use of mifepristone is, quote, killing or starving the unborn human until death, and that the FDA exceeded its authority in approving this drug. That was back in April 7th, 2023. In August of last year, August 16th, a three-judge panel on the right-wing Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with him. That includes Judge Ho, James Ho, another Trump appointee, who happened to swear in Kaczmarek. Erin Hawley's Alliance Defending Freedom has made at least six payments to Judge Ho's wife, which means that he sat on this panel and ruled in clear violation of federal judicial ethics standards that say you must avoid any appearance of impropriety. Quote, the U.S. Code says, quote, they must avoid all impropriety and appearance of impropriety. A judge should not allow family, social, political, financial, or other relationships to influence judicial conduct or judgment, or the appearance of it. But hey, you know, he's a right winger, and this is about abortion. Bottom line here, based on I listened to the whole Supreme Court, hearing, arguments. And it looks to me like this is going to be a 7-2 decision to leave mifepristone on the market and deny standing to Erin Hawley's group and to this doctors group, this right-wing crank doctors group, who the basis of their argument was, we may have to someday in an emergency room complete an abortion that was not sufficiently done with mifepristone, and we don't want to have to do that. And there's all kinds of other mechanisms to prevent them from doing that. This whole conscience thing. This is the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine. It is a very strange group, and they're big fans of the Comstock Act, by the way. So, I think this is good news. I think the court realizes that with their Dobbs decision, they overstepped, or at least the Republicans on the court realized that with the Dobbs decision, they overstepped. And the blowback is hurting the entire Republican Party and hurting their chances, going forward, and hurting their credibility. So, we'll see where this goes. But, I think that this, I think we're going to see a little bit of relief here, shall we say. That said, I don't think we should, rest easy. Because you've got two members of the Supreme Court who are gung-ho for the Comstock Act, and the other five right-wingers, or the other four right-wingers on the court, we didn't hear from them about the Comstock Act. They're more concerned that, with these doctors' claim that, oh, I may have to someday complete an abortion, and I didn't sign up for that. My response to them would be, then don't become an ob-gyn. Don't become a physician who works in the field. Right, it's like wedding planners who say, "Well, I don't want to plan a wedding for gay people." Well, then don't become a wedding planner, right? Drive a taxi. Don't become an ob-gyn. Become a heart doctor. You'll never have to deal with an abortion, right? Become an oncologist. There's a thousand variations of medicine. You don't have to go into obstetrics. if you don't ever want to have to participate in any aspect of any dimension of any kind of abortion that might have or might not. Anyway, so that's my rant on that. And, like I said, just FYI, our phones are still not working. We've got our engineer on his way into the studio right now. Hopefully he'll be here and hopefully he'll be able to fix things. I also understand that Comcast, which is our internet provider, has been working in the area. So this may be a Comcast problem. I don't know. But hopefully we'll find out within the hour. So 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in 4 or 5 minutes. Stay with me.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Whether you're broadcasting to Waukesha Parkway or 101 traffic on the interstate,
broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 a.m. and
101.1 FM, WAUK.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin? Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand thinking about the arts and the economy.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need and then we figure out how we can help them.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin, and she says the work really took off when the group learned the Badger State is in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Learn more about Create Wisconsin and some upcoming events where you can get involved. Go to createwisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Threshold. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with the Super Beats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Super Beats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for almost a decade. I keep them next to the bed so I don't forget. They're effective and clinically studied. They're from Super Beats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeats.com. TomLovesBeats.com. And welcome back. So we're going to see very soon here in Alabama, in red state Alabama, a major test of how right-wingers on the court and right-wingers on the Supreme Court in Alabama are influencing electoral politics. This is going to get real interesting. Now on the Supreme Court, of course, the right-wing influence that I'm talking about is the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, which said that basically there is no right to an abortion. A woman's right to choose is up to the state. And this has caused some problems. Specific to Alabama, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that that IVF is killing babies because, this is in vitro fertilization. It's a fertility treatment. And when you do IVF, you fertilize multiple embryos, then you look to see the healthiest one, the one that looks like it's going to be most robust, and then you implant that one, and sometimes you implant multiple ones and abort the ones that, don't, or I guess the ones that don't attach, just, get passed through, or both. So anyhow, they outlawed IVF in Alabama, and the legislature is still dealing with this. It's quite the mess. So now this woman, Marilyn Lanz, in the Alabama House of Representatives has an open seat right now. And there's a Republican running for that seat, but there's also a Democrat running for that seat, Marilyn Lanz, who is a mental health counselor. She ran for the same seat 2 years ago for this, or the last cycle. I believe it. These are two-year seats. And she lost 52-45 to Republican David Cole. The problem is that David Cole was a criminal. David Cole, this Republican member of the Alabama House, or ex-member, claimed he lived in the district that he ran in using the address of a friend who lived in the district. He didn't actually live in the district, which under Alabama law is a crime. And he was charged with this. He ultimately reached a plea deal with the prosecutors where instead of going to jail for what was a jailable offense, he resigned, which is why there's this special election. So, and he did serve 60 days in jail. So here we have this mental health counselor, this Democrat, running for this seat in Alabama, a seat that she lost in the previous race 52-45 by a 7-point margin.
And her ads show her sitting alongside a woman, Alyssa Gonzalez, who tells the audience, quote, I was pregnant with a baby who had a fatal condition and would not survive. And because of Alabama's abortion ban, we had to drive 10 hours to get the medical care I needed. And then Lanz, Marilyn Lanz, who is running for this seat, she says in response, she says, I once faced a nearly identical situation, but I was able to get the care I needed close to home. It's shameful that today women have fewer freedoms than I did decades ago. And she goes on to say, it's not just abortion that's in the crosshairs of conservatives. She's speaking of the court's IVF decision. She says, I didn't know that we could get any lower, and yet we've proved that we're capable of that. So here I think this is going to be really interesting. We're going to see in this case where you've got, there's a Republican running, and the Republican is just, you know, kind of a generic Republican. It's Madison City Councilman Teddy Powell. And he's not talking about abortion. He's talking about infrastructure. And he also, you know, the legislature did pass a bill. It's being challenged, but they did pass legislation to protect in vitro fertilization. And he's praising that. So he's trying to be like, well, I'm kind of a moderate here, and you know, like this. And he says, I mean, I'll address it. He was asked about, you know, why isn't there an exemption for rape and incest in the Alabama abortion law, anti-abortion law? And he said, I mean, I'll address it. I think there's room for improvement, but the law is what the law is, and it's been decided. It's an issue that's been worked on, in my personal opinion. It just doesn't really matter. So here's a guy who is defending forcing 10-year-old girls who were raped by a family member to give birth, running against a Democrat who is, you know, running on basing her campaign on this whole thing of, you know, wait a minute, I'm in favor of a woman's right to have an abortion in Alabama, where there is no right to have an abortion. So now she's not obviously going to flip the Alabama legislature. You know, one seat is not going to make that big a change. But what this is going to do is it's going to tell us if she can take this 7-point margin and shave it down to a 2-point margin, or, you know, please God, win the seat, that's going to be a huge indicator. The Democrats are going to walk away with the election in November, barring some unforeseen, you know, meteorite striking the earth or something. You know, some big event. I mean, in this district, this 10th district, Trump beat Biden 49-48. That was the smallest victory margin in that district ever. So I'm actually optimistic. I think that there's a very good chance that Marilyn Lanz is actually going to win this seat. So keep your eyes on that. Our engineer has arrived. He's going to see if he can get our phones working here during this break. Hopefully I'll be able to take your calls on the other side. If not, I have some other things for you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour.
Keep your home for the devil's advocate.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to tomhartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to tomhartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. We're still working on our phones here, and I'll keep you up to date in real time. Our engineer is scurrying around trying to get things working. He's a great guy and knows what he's doing. So I'm confident that soon we'll have our phones working, but at the moment not yet. So I wanted to talk about Anthony Comstock. And the reason why is because I'm expecting we are going to see a lot more legislation or a lot more litigation. Coming around the Comstock Act. The Comstock Act is, let me tell you about Anthony Comstock, first of all. He died in 1915. He was he was a Civil War Union soldier. He was the postmaster for New York City. Frankly, I think it's important that we learn about him. Anthony Comstock was a mama's boy who hated sex. His mother died when he was 10 years old, and the shock apparently never left him. I mean, women who didn't live up to her ideal were, in his mind, his open and declared enemies, as were pornography, masturbation, and abortion. He was so ignorant about sex and reproduction that he believed that a visible human-like fetus developed, quote, within seconds of sexual intercourse. He spent decades scouring the country collecting pornography, which he enthusiastically shared with men in Congress, harassing loose women. For example, he visited a belly dancing show. There was a craze at the time. This was in 1893. And he went to Chicago to the Cairo Theater during the World's Fair of 1893. And there was a belly dancing show, and he demanded that the show be shut down. Amy Soane wrote a book about him. It was titled "The Man Who Hated Women." It's probably the best official biography of Anthony Comstock out there. I mean, not authorized biography because it was written long after he died. But anyhow, this is what she wrote about. When he showed up in 1893 at the World's Fair in Chicago to try to shut down the belly dancing. She wrote, quote, "Despite national controversy and Comstock's intervention, ultimately the only alteration made to the fair's belly dancing was costuming. The dancers swapped their gauze blouses for thin woolen undershirts. The vice hunter had lost in Chicago, but he would not forget the dancers and would have four of them arrested and fined when they came to New York that winter. New York, after all, was Comstock land." Comstock lobbied for and shepherded through Congress a law passed on March 3, 1873, titled "An Act for the Suppression of Trade in and Circulation of Obscene Literature and Articles for Immoral Use." We call this today the Comstock Act, and it is still on the books. And that's why I'm telling you this is something that we need to be paying attention to, because Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas are paying attention to it. And it may get a whole lot hotter, particularly now that it looks like the Supreme Court is going to say, in this Mifepristone case, the Supreme Court is going to say, these doctors did not have standing. And this was the big argument that was made this morning before the Supreme Court, was that there's an amendment to one of our laws, and it was named after the politician who placed it, and my apologies, it was mentioned this morning, I recognize it, I don't recall the name of the politician, but anyhow, in our law right now, our federal law, there is a provision that explicitly says that a physician may refuse to provide services if it conflicts with their conscience. I mean, it's just, straightforward, it's clear. And can you ask him to turn the volume down? I lost my place, I'm sorry. Okay, and so basically what the Supreme Court was saying was,
you know, these people have no standing to challenge this. They're saying that they're being injured because they may have to complete an abortion that somebody started with mifepristone. Well, you know, that's all well and good, but they don't have to complete that abortion. They can simply say, I object, under current federal law. So if the Supreme Court rules the way that I think that they're going to, in probably what will be a 7-2 decision, that the Hippocratic doctors don't have standing to bring this case, and therefore it never should have been heard in the first place, which is the easiest way to avoid all the issues here, then I guarantee you within 6 months to a year, you are going to see another case being brought by these same people. Only what they're going to say this time is, we're suing you, federal government, because you are refusing to enforce federal law that's already on the books. So with, you know, understanding that in all probability this is coming, what does the Comstock Act say? What does the actual language of the law say? Well, let me read it to you. This is from an act for the suppression of trade in and circulation of obscene literature and articles of immoral use, the Comstock Act, 1873. Quote, every obscene, lewd, lascivious, indecent, filthy, or vile article, matter, thing, device, or substance designed, adapted, or intended for producing abortion or for any indecent or immoral use, and every article, instrument, substance, drug, medicine, or thing which is advertised or described in a manner circulated to or calculated to lead another to use or apply it for producing abortion or for any indecent or immoral purpose, and every written or printed card, letter, circular, book, pamphlet, advertisement, or notice of any kind giving information directly or indirectly where or how or from whom or by what means any of such mentioned matters, articles, or things may be obtained or made, or where or by whom any act or operation of any kind for the procuring or producing of abortion will be done or performed, or how or by what means abortion may be produced, whether sealed or unsealed, and every paper, writing, advertisement, or representation that any article, instrument, substance, drug, medicine, or thing may or can be used or applied for producing abortion or any indecent or immoral purpose, and every description calculated to induce or incite a person to use or apply any such article, instrument, substance, drug, medicine, or thing, is declared to be, and here's where it blows up in everybody's face, is declared to be non-mailable matter and shall not be conveyed in the mails or delivered from any post office or by any letter carrier. Now, persons mailing information about abortion or drugs or devices to produce an abortion or for any immoral purpose, which later, by the way, was defined as including birth control and masturbation, which would be pornography, quote, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both for the first such offense, and shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both for each such offense thereafter. So here is an absolutely unambiguous law that says that anything that can be used for any immoral purpose or to produce abortion, anything that can be used for birth control, anything that can be used for abortion, anything that can be used for sexual gratification, you go to prison for 5 years if you ship it through the U.S. mails. First offense, 10 years, second offense. Now, in 1930, the appeals court for the Second Circuit ruled in Young's Rubber Corp. versus C.I. Lee and Company. Now, Young's Rubber Corp. was a company that was making rubbers, what they called rubbers back in the day, prophylactics, condoms. And they sued because the Comstock Act, you know, made their products illegal, at least illegal to ship. And the court ruled in this case that, quote, such a construction would prevent mailing to or by a physician of any drug or mechanical device adapted for contraception or abortifacient uses, although the physician desired to use or to prescribe it for proper medical purposes. So as a result of that, the law has been amended by Congress four times, but the language that I just quoted to you has never been struck down. And, you know, as Matthew Kaczmarek said, you know, he to quote the three judges, this is the appeals court made up of a George W. Bush appointed as a Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the Matthew Kaczmarek, the court that just sent this to the Supreme Court, right? The appeals court made up of a George W. Bush appointee and two Trump appointees had earlier ruled in their preliminary finding to hear the case that they disagreed with the Biden administration's assertion that, to quote the three judges, quote, the Comstock law does not mean what it says it means. So this brings us, and keep in mind, you know, Republican Senator Josh Hawley's wife is the one who was leading this lawsuit, right, and bringing us to where we're at right now. So in a letter sent to CVS, among other pharmacy chains, Mississippi Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith and eight other Republican senators, Senator Lankford, Senator Daines, Senator Braun, Senator Rubio, Senator Marshall, Senator Risch, Senator Crapo, and Senator Blackburn, wrote that the Biden interpretation of the Comstock Act, which is that we don't have to enforce this law, was wrong. Okay, so here we have eight Republican senators in a letter to the pharmacy, to CVS. This letter, and I'll just read to you from the letter. We write to express our support and agreement with 21 state attorneys general, all Republicans, by the way, who have reminded you that federal law 18 U.S.C. 1460-162, the Comstock Act, criminalizes nationwide using the mail or interstate shipment by any express company or common carrier to send or receive any drug that is, quote, adapted, designed, or intended for producing abortion, end quote. So you've got eight Republican senators who have already threatened CVS Pharmacy with years in prison for simply shipping mifepristone to their retail stores. This is Cindy Hyde-Smith. Again, Mississippi Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith continued to write that the Comstock Act does not protect CVS or any other individual or entity from being prosecuted within the five-year statute of limitations for the illegal mailing or interstate shipment of abortion drugs, even for conduct that occurs today. Now, the lawyer for the Republicans defending Kaczmarek before the Fifth Circuit, that was Erin Hawley, the wife of Republican Senator Josh Hawley in Missouri, you know, went so far as to assert before the court that even physicians and pharmacies should not be able to receive mifepristone or any other drug that could produce an abortion in the mail or via FedEx and UPS. She writes, and this is, you know, in her brief, what the Comstock Act says is that it is improper to mail things that induce or cause abortion, which is precisely the action the FDA took in 2021 when it permitted the mailing of abortion drugs. So, I mean, this is no idle threat. Dan Diamond, the Washington Post reporter, wrote about anti-abortion activist Mark Lee Dixon, who has helped several cities around the country put into law local versions of the Comstock Act. And he told him, quote, if a future president were to enforce these federal statutes, then they could shut down every abortion facility in America, which is true. They could also end all birth control in the United States, because this bill is still on the books. This law is still law. And the Republicans have made it very clear. I mean, these eight Republicans or nine Republicans of Cindy Hyde-Smith have all said, you know, you try to take down the Comstock Act, we're going to stop you with a filibuster. So stay tuned, my friends. I believe, you know, as much as this may look like a victory, and we'll know in 3 or 4 months, I believe this is just round one.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We're still working on our phones, so I'll be back with you in 5 minutes. Stay with us.
your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10. Market on and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. No, don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at tomlovesbeets.com. It's T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Six people are still missing and presumed dead in the Baltimore bridge collapse. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen on the widening effects.
The larger economic impact, at least in the coming months, will be that Port of Baltimore. As long as ships cannot get in and out, it will have a harmful impact on jobs there.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today on the abortion medication mifepristone. Dr. Christina Francis with an anti-abortion group that wants to limit access.
No woman should ever be left to perform her own chemical abortion at home alone without even one in-person exam with a doctor.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has picked California attorney and philanthropist Nicole Shanahan as his vice presidential running mate.
I became very wealthy later on in life, but my roots in Oakland taught me many things I've never forgotten, that the purpose of wealth is to help those in need.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll. 46% of registered Wisconsin voters back Biden, while 45% support Trump. Last month, Trump had a 4-point edge. He'll campaign in Green Bay Tuesday. 501c4 nonprofits are driving record spending by anonymous political donors across the country. That's according to a new study by the group Open Secrets.
When you have dark money groups fueling the spending, the voter may not know what interest the secret donors behind that have in getting a specific candidate elected, a ballot measure passed.
Study author Anna Masolia says that kind of money often pays for misleading attack ads. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and that gusty west wind. By morning, we should see temperatures in the upper 20s. Sunshine, though, returning for Wednesday. Highs near the 40-degree mark, mid-40s on Thursday and also Friday. It's 30 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny, my dad makes me laugh, my wife makes me laugh, Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Instead, the first five ingredients are turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And welcome back. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled How Billionaires' Privilege is Taking Down Our Republic. And I think this is actually a really important rant and a really important point. I started out the opening paragraph, in fact, I'm just going to share it with you verbatim because it's the essence of the thing. In America today, if you can afford at least $50 million in lawyers' fees, which, by the way, puts us in very rarefied territory, right? You've pretty much got to be a billionaire or a multi-multimillionaire. In America today, if you can afford at least $50 million in lawyers' fees, you can get away with rape, massive financial fraud over decades, ripping off people who just wanted to go to college, stealing from children's cancer charities, paying off porn stars to influence an election, and leading a treasonous insurrection against your own country. The results in the death of at least six people, plus three police officers, with over 100 officers ending up in the hospital, many with life-altering injuries, without ever spending a night in jail. I mean, just let that sink in. Michael Cohen was sent to Rikers Island for a three-year prison sentence, about a year of which he served, for paying off Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. That's what he went to prison for. Now, having the affairs wasn't his idea. He didn't even sleep with either of these women. It wasn't his idea to pay them off either. That came from David Pecker, the publisher of National Enquirer. He called it catch and kill. Pay off women and kill the story. But Michael Cohen went to prison for this crime, a crime designed by Donald Trump, trying to help him get elected president. I mean, keep in mind, this was... They paid these women off a week after the Access Hollywood tape came out, about 3 weeks before the election, because they knew after the Access Hollywood tape came out, if it came out that he had also been sleeping with porn stars and Playboy models while his wife was pregnant and immediately thereafter, it would be the end of his candidacy. Women just would not vote for him, but Hillary Clinton would have become president. So this is what Alvin Bragg is going after Trump for, and God bless him. This is a major crime. This is an election crime. This brought us a madman as president of the United States, destroyed our reputation around the world, damaged this country severely, is threatening to do so again because he got away with it. We've got to reform our police, our court system, and our Supreme Court. We have to reform right up through the entire criminal justice system. So the billionaires can no longer get away with this kind of stuff. This is so friggin' wrong. Jared Bolsonaro's hiding out in the Hungarian embassy. Donald Trump is playing golf.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for three full years. In addition to a three-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the three-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dudad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic...
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.